in the age of 20, he was not married. And because he was not married, he has no children. But Shia's claim, although he was not married openly, but he had a slave girl. In those days, they used to keep the slave girls. And from that slave girls, he had a legitimate child. And in the very young age, they took away the child and hid him into the mountains of the Iraq, one of the cave of the mountain of Iraq. And this Imam Ghaib, they call it Imam Ghaib, hidden Imam. So these 12 Imam will appear prior to the Yawm al-Qiyamah. They are waiting, all the Shias are waiting for these 12 Imam. According to our belief, Imam Hasan al-Askari died without children and he has no child. So when Hasan al-Askari died, he is one of the very close follower and his disciple or his murid was Muhammad ibn Nasir. So he, Muhammad ibn Nusayr, became their leader because Imam is passed away. Someone has to follow. So because he was very close to him, Hasan al-Askari, so he pretend and he declared himself as the leader of the Shias. So from that, this name came Nusayri. So those who are follow Muhammad ibn Nusayr, they were called themselves as Nusayri. But they were very extremist in Aqidah and in their belief. And people didn't like them. So in 1920, one of the scholar and philosopher, Ghalib At-Tabib, he thought, no, these people are regarding us not a Muslim. Nusayri is not a sect of Islam. So he changed this name and gave them title of Alawis, that we are the followers of Hazrat Ali. So in this regard, all these Shias and other Muslims can believe us also one of them. So from there, they started calling themselves as Alawis, followers of Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala. So Hafiz al-Asad and Bashar and all these people are from this family, from the sect of Alawis. There are about 1.7 million Alawis. They're living all together in this one South Syria coastal city called Latakia. Majority of them are only in that area. When Hafiz al-Assad took over Syria, so he moved from Latakia to Damascus and made his capital as the Damascus city. So these Alawis are not Muslims because they are out of the Islam because of their beliefs. They believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifested in Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became Hulul, inspired Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and right now on the earth, Allah is in the form of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So their religion is the mixture of different beliefs like Christianity, Zoroastrian, Hinduism and Buddhism. So they have taken a little bit from every religion and they made their own religion, which is called Alawi sect. So as Christian believes in Trinity, that Holy God, Holy Son and Holy Spirit, this is the Trinity. So these Alawis also believe in Trinity. Their Trinity is Ma'na, Ism and Bab. So Ma'na means the original, and Ism means inspiration from that original. And then there is a Bab, means a door. To reach to both of them, we have to go through this Bab. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala as a mean, is the main inspiration, and then he has chosen Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his follower, and then both of them made the Bab, which is Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. So this is what they believe. So if anyone want to become successful or reach to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have to go through with Salman or Farisi. Likewise, as the Christians, on the birthday of Christmas, they drink the wine. And why they drink the wine? This is holy water for them. And they regard it because the blood of Hazrat, blood of Jesus is in this wine. So if you're drinking that wine, meaning is you drinking the blood of Jesus, and it is better for your health, for your belief, etc. So that's why they drink a wine. Now here this aloes also, they also make wine and liquor and sharab permissible. And they also drink wine. But they think, the like Christian believe that in the wine it is the blood of Jesus. They believe in the wine is the blood of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. He became shaheed in the place of Karbala, and he sacrificed his life for the sake of all the Muslim Ummah. Like Christians believe that Jesus, you know, sacrificed his life for the sin of the people. Likewise, this Alawis believe that Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed his life for the sake of whole Muslim Ummah. And that's why they are also drinking wine, thinking and believing in this wine, the blood of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Alawis, they don't believe in Jannah and Jahannam. They don't believe in Yawmul Qiyamah. According to their belief, that when a person dies, his soul transfer into the different form, into the different body. If he was good, then his soul will go to the better body than him. And if he was not a good person, he was a sinner or not practical, then after he died, his soul goes to the lower body, an animal, body of the animal. Just like Hindus and Buddhists, they believe that there is a transformation of soul one after the other. When a person dies, he moves to the different soul, and from there to the different soul, it continues until he becomes very good, very perfect. Then he go out of the space and his soul transfer and merge into the God Almighty. And that is the salvation. That's the salvation they regard. When a body and it goes out of the space and he becomes very perfect person, then his soul goes merged to Almighty Allah. And now he's successful. So this is what these people also believing. And that is why they don't pray Salat. There is no 5 times Salat in Alawi sect. They don't fast during the month of Ramadan. They don't give Zakat. They don't go for Hajj and Umrah. Instead of doing all these things, they just believe in certain things without doing any action. So they don't believe in any physical worship. That's why you won't find any masjid of Alawi anywhere in the world. They don't have the masjid structure. They don't believe in practical prayer like going sajda in ruku, etc., or tawaf of the Kaaba, etc. They don't believe in all these kind of actions. What is their religious rituals only take place in the houses of their elite priest. In private places, they organize their rituals. And in those rituals, only men can go and attend. Women are not allowed to attend this kind of prayer. They are out of sect. So only men can go and participate in this kind of special prayers. And that's why they keep their aqidah and belief very secret. They don't go out for the preaching. They don't invite anyone to become Alawi. And they don't teach. That's why they don't have any book written or printed of their religion or of their faith. You will find very few manuscripture, handwritten books, papers. And they hide it very secretly. Only elite amongst those have right to read, and then whatever they are reading, they are going to preach to the awam Alawis. Even Alawis, those who are awam, public, they are also not allowed to study and learn their own religion. They are also ignorant. only very handful elite their scholars have authority to read it, and whatever they're going to say, the awam has to accept. No question asked, no concern, no nothing. That's how they keep their faith and their religion so secret. So this is the some of the beliefs, as I said, and because of all these beliefs, Muslim majorities, Sunnis 100% believe they are not Muslims. Shias also believe they are not Muslim, but there is one sect who regard them as a Muslim, because when Hafiz al-Assad became a president of Syria, he made very great effort to bring and recognize them as a Muslim in the world. So in a modern time, in about last 50 years, Shias has changed their mindset, and modern Ayatollah Musa al-Sadr, one of the Ayatollah Musa al-Sadr, given a fatwa that Nusayris and Alawis are also the followers of the 12 Imams. That's why we should regard them as a Muslim, because they are claiming that they follow Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So lately, like 15 years ago, this Ayatollah Musa al-Sadr has written this fatwa, and because of that fatwa, some of the Shias, now they have political relation with them, and the Iranian government now helping Bashar al-Assad, used to help before this coup took place. And in today's time, this Iranian government also, because of their own political influences and their some supports, they are going to support this region. But in short, my brothers and sisters, whatever has happened, you have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah keep steadfast our mujahideen. And after, just imagine, this today was Juma over there. So after 54 years, they gave the azan, and this is the first Juma was performed in Jama Masjid and Masjid Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala in all the masajid after 54 years. Because all the Hafiz al-Assad, then his son Bashar, they closed down the masajid. They didn't allow any Muslim to practice. So now, alhamdulillah, they are paying the salat, they're giving the azan. So this is a very good sign. We should pray for the Muslims and for the Muslims who are fighting against these enemies of Islam. And may Allah elevate and strengthen the kinship and the strong relations of the Muslim Ummah throughout the world.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.